Perfect.
Great. Good afternoon, Cochrane. This is Leah Weens here in our latest edition of Cochrane Sparklers, Sport, Physical Activity, and Recreation Leaders. And what we're doing through this series is highlighting champions of sport and physical activity in the great community of Cochrane. So today we're very excited to have Mitchell Hamm here as the Director of Community Services for Cochrane joining us today. So welcome, Mitch. How are you today?
I'm really good, Leah. Thanks for having me.
Great. Thanks. It's great to have you here. So I guess we'll just start by having you tell us a little bit about your role. I know it's a relatively new role for you and also for Cochrane, but maybe first tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be in Cochrane and then what sports and activities that you've enjoyed growing up so far.
Yeah, I mean, I joined Cochrane back in February. I filled the gap of what was the absent kind of community services portfolio, and really have just been taking an opportunity for the last 5 months to enjoy building relationships, enjoy really meeting people in the community. I'm really impressed with the incredible amount of volunteership, the incredible amount of input that people want to put in on the portfolio, because in a lot of ways, it's felt like it's been sitting absent for a long time. And so that plays to my strengths. Consensus building, relationship building is really where I do flourish. And I find that it makes things simpler and easier because when we have so many things to look at and so many things to peer into the organization in terms of how we want to build systems and build and create this place, it's nice to come with a core set of values that really reside with that. And I mean, kind of touching on the second half of your question, I kind of grew up in the area. Cochrane has always been a special place for me. The foothills have always been a special place for me. I would consider the foothills, out of all the places I've traveled in the world, feel like home to me. And so I met my wife in Edson, and so moving her here is like showing a part of like my personal soul with her, and we have a very young child, so young family, and just really getting a feel for it. And quite honestly, I grew up in Carstairs, Calgary area, playing any possible sport that I could. I played volleyball at Mount Royal. I've played any series of sports. I played beach volleyball semi-competitively for many years. Took basketball and baseball very seriously through high school, and kind of transitioning into my adult life, just really open to any opportunity. I love picking up any sport, anything that's like a recreational activity, even down to just engaging in the trails and pathways in the region. It's just so impressive. And kind of coming back to the region again for me is, Kananaskis and Banff and the Cochrane area, Bow Valley are just bring so much opportunity, from fishing to bike riding to slow pitch and so on and so forth. And I never turned down an opportunity to recreate in the community that I live in and advocate for what that looks like. So I think it's just a very natural opportunity and a natural fit and an opportunity to kind of share the highlights of my favorite things about the Bow Valley with my family.
Nice. Well, it's great to have you here. And so within that, specifically to your new or the new role and your new role, what just maybe tell our audience, or what are your primary responsibilities and what does that role entail?
Yeah, it's quite an eclectic range in terms of the portfolio. So the portfolio includes connectivity or community connectivity, which really includes transit and multi-mobility. So you'll see like roll scooters and e-bikes out there, and then the Colt system, which is an impressive system, and a lot of communities are taking notice of what we're doing right now in terms of the user-generated type transit system, and that's really on demand is kind of the new way of moving because it's much more flexible. And then you move into FCSS, the Family Community Support Services, and Family Resource Network, FRN, and both of those are very sophisticated in our community and do an incredible job of advocating for their own themselves and really changing this community, but also impacting the provincial process for FCSS. And I think that it's really impressive what our team down there has done. And for me to come in and join that team is really exciting. We also have Ranch House Events, which is the Ranch House Events Center that the administrative building is in, as well as a community events team, and then we We have some cultural crossover in that group as well. So that's currently where our culture team resides. That's not the long-term goal. I think that's a current placeholder. And then we have parks and open spaces, which is, I mean, pretty self-explanatory. That's also transitioning as we go along here. It's a very interesting portfolio. And then we have things like recreation, art, inclusivity, diversity. Those groups are still in a work in progress. And so I'm developing some concepts and visions for what that next phase looks like as well. And the timing for that is really dependent on council. But the overall vision of my portfolio is really, you know, the way I view it is leadership, strategic leadership, as well as personal leadership, professional leadership, and team leadership. I really, again, as I've mentioned to you, is I really find my strengths in that consensus building and really developing a collaborative effort. I never look at a problem as though we need to solve it. It's like we need to find a kind of collective agreeable space where we can move forward. And typically speaking, that from my experience, when you include people in decision-making, especially community members, what ends up happening is they become natural advocates for that decision-making process. And it's really exciting because in a community like Cochrane, when you have so many engaged individuals in the public, it really provides an opportunity for myself to learn what Cochraneites want, but also to understand, like, okay, we're actually doing some of these things very well in the community. How can the organization assist as opposed to try and hold those? And then one of the other natural crossovers is connecting with Spray Lakes Family Sports Center, just in the natural sense that they're a huge recreational piece. And so developing that relationship and really recreating that bond between the two organizations is a huge piece.
A very refreshing message in these polarizing and bipartisan times. So that is a breath of fresh air to my ears, and I'm sure to anyone who's watching this. So I hope that that can continue and that you can continue to bring the community together. Absolutely, you know, for me, with the experience with the town, that there are so many great people, passionate, whether they're volunteers or staff, and everybody's doing their best and everybody's got constraints that they're working within. And so what you're able to do then is kind of see it maybe from the bigger picture and the obvious connections instead of what separates us. So that's fantastic. So maybe we're going to get back into how sport, physical activity, and recreation can kind of find a stronger voice through there, or how we can kind of build that out. But maybe before we get to that, I'm fascinated to know what your insights have been, because I think what you've been doing, from my understanding, is really just getting to know all of those partners and players and initiatives that have been going on. So maybe just from a not really a newcomer, but sort of newcomer, what would you say are some of the highlights of the people or just the learnings that you've gotten that make Cochrane such a great place?
Well, I'm definitely new to this aspect, so I can give you like the kind of first impressions.
Yeah.
All I really can understand about Cochrane is that there are significantly great numbers of people that are passionate about recreating in this community. And I would even go so far as to say that's why people move to this community, is because they see the opportunities for recreation. They see the opportunities for connecting in community. It carries a bit of a small town feel, but it also has the connection to a larger community as well as a connection to Calgary. And so it really does offer a lot across, like crossing over opportunities. And from my experience, especially in small towns, is that things can become easily discouraging in spaces because the bureaucracy of the political system can move things a bit slower than sometimes you would like. And I don't see that here. I see a lot of people may become somewhat impatient, but that's their impatience isn't in the space of it like losing faith in it happening. They just want to see the progression. And I'm really happy to see that we have so many strong volunteer groups. We have such strong user groups. I mean, we have two major soccer user groups that represent themselves extremely well, rugby, baseball. The areas that I'm very concerned about advocating in are the ones that don't have large voices, because they need someone to speak on their behalf. And so as these larger user groups have this incredible advocacy going for them and they're able to connect with the community day to day, it's just making sure that I'm tapping into the smaller groups that don't necessarily have that voice to make sure that I can advocate for those spaces at the same time. A prime example is if you ever go down to the skateboard park, for example, on a Friday evening, it's like, it's almost untenable to be able to learn anything in that space because it's just so greatly utilized. And how we'd be able to expand that program in the future would be very interesting to me and to explore. But I mean, generally speaking at face value, what I love here is everyone just wants to chip in, whether it be to help with the ideas, the planning, the execution, the implementation. There's always someone that's willing to come to the table and work with the town and work with it in the community to move these pieces forward. And so it's just a really exciting community to work in. And I honestly, I can't express this enough, but I feel very blessed to work here.
It's a great theme. This is our fourth, I think, interview that I've done. And yeah, it makes me feel even more pride than I already have in Cochrane when I hear, you know, all people from different perspectives saying the same thing. And even just last week, we were interviewing Fuliha and Jaya from the Cochrane Immigrant Services, and they were saying that Cochrane's a shining example of how to welcome immigrants into the community, which I had don't have an experience with that space. And so that was also like, I'm learning new things all the time, and there's really, I don't think, a downside, although we don't want too many more people moving here, but I think we're doing a good job of selling the community by all of this. And obviously we're drawing and recruiting great people to make it even better. So I love it. So what about sport and recreation then, more specifically? I find Sport for Life Cochrane has been invited to sit at the interagency group table. And so that's like a fascinating experience for us. And it's also very informative to hear like what other sort of social support organizations are doing. But sometimes we feel like a little bit of a fish out of water, so to speak, where it's like, how does sport fit in? It seems frivolous. It seems competitive. It seems inaccessible, all of those things. So maybe from your lens, like where do you see the opportunities for those, for all of us to kind of come together through the physical activity and recreation lens?
Yeah, I think that, like, I mean, interestingly, I think there's an unlimited amount of opportunity here for us to build out recreational opportunities, either through the town or through some other avenue. Like, it doesn't necessarily, we don't necessarily need to live in a community where everything is town driven, but it does. Like, the Rangers is a great example of a group that just like took a little bit of opportunity in space and turned it into something that's like very successful and very well subscribed to. But on the other hand, I think that we used to offer a recreational program out of the town that was revered. People in the community really drew a lot of access to it. And that's something that I continuously focus on since I came here, and probably overly aggressively in terms of trying to reinstate some of that programming. And because when you try to move things a little bit too quickly, what ends up happening is you forget to audit yourself and assess yourself as you're progressing through. And so I think that from this point, it's a good idea for myself coming in as the director of community services is just to assess that situation and be able to develop that appropriately so that when we do go to council and we do ask for the funding and the subsidization and the sports fields and the more trails and more recreating opportunities, that we're taking into account what you just said there, which is making things accessible to all people of all ages and making it in a way that, of course, there's going to be an element of competitiveness, because that's what sport attracts. People stay in sport for many years in their lives, whether it be curling all the way to skateboarding. It could be anything that competitive is what drives them, but you still want to have a recreational space that's going to be open and allow people to engage. And the example I like to use in this one is pickleball, because we have such few pickleball courts and so many pickleball users that the average recreational user has a hard time accessing that space because it doesn't feel recreational sometimes. That's not a pickleball situation. We need to be able to plan, implement, and execute what that kind of follow-up looks like so that everyone gets what they need out of that situation. It's hard when a community grows this quickly to be able to foreshadow what the needs will be. But I think we have a very good idea of what some of the needs are. And I think, like, I mean, Horse Creek Sports Park is a great example. That's going to, if we're able to build that out slightly ahead of schedule, that's really going to meet some of the needs in the larger sports centers, user groups, and then be able to maybe access some of those spaces to meet the needs of some of the smaller user groups that don't currently have space.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And what I'm also hearing you saying is really around that kind of sense of belonging, like inclusion and maybe access are kind of words that we use, but at the end of the day, if you see yourself in a program and you see people that either look like you or, you know, kind of you feel comfortable with and you feel welcome, then you're going to participate. And like you said, right now, we're all, I think we share those values, but we aren't always able to, I guess, you know, do all of the things that we can. So what we'll take back to through this Cochrane Sport Network is that we're sharing those values. So I think whatever's expanding, growing up, whether that's programming, whether that's a trail expansion, whether that's a facility park, that we're doing it with those values in mind so that we have a space for different income levels, different maybe cultures, maybe just different needs, period, right? Different interests. And I do think that part of a big reason of that, although the competitive piece is one, it's also the fun and the sense of belonging, which sometimes all three go hand in hand, right? And so, yeah.
Any variation thereof, for exactly. Sure. I think the other part of it is one of my favorite quotes that I've been hearing lately is the idea that if you build a community for seniors, you're building a community for everyone. And so it's really, and this obviously extends past recreation, but I mean, in the recreational lens, you know, even when it comes to ball diamonds and soccer fields and all of these pieces, it's just applying that lens just ever so slightly, just so that we keep an awareness of that these spaces will be accessible in all ways. And I think you're hitting the nail on the head in terms of, you know, it's opening up the diversity of whatever the opportunities are, recreating competitively or otherwise. It's really allowing people to imprint the future of Cochrane in a way that says, hey, everyone's welcome here. We want everyone to come. We want everyone to access these spaces. And I mean, right now we're using the sport lens, but I think that's the lens that we'd like to apply across the community. And that's the feel that I get.
Absolutely. Great. And so I'm just going to reiterate too for the audience as well, these themes are just really converging. And so we'll keep hitting on that on our website, on our messaging to the sports, that we had a presentation on inclusion in sport. And really the bottom line was for the leaders that we're talking to out there in your role and in ours is we don't have to do it all at once. We don't have to recreate our programs. And I think it's daunting for a lot of organizations where they see it as extra work or they see it as maybe their audience doesn't need that at this time. And really what it's coming down to, and you can tell me sort of in your lens, is really just being open to listening and hearing what the needs are out there. And yeah, and then just kind of taking small steps from there or leaning on the resources that are around in the community as well. So I think that listening piece is a huge one as well.
I couldn't agree more, honestly. And I think, you know, as we progress through what will be a transformation in this community, because with the reintroduction of community services is really, we're not just reintroducing community services, we're introducing new concepts around equity, diversity, inclusion, and allowing ourselves to learn and be curious learning, not set a standard for expectation for ourselves, but genuinely understanding, like, the fact that we have, you know, several Indigenous communities around us and being able to create relationships in there, as well as, I mean, we're seeing a major influx in seniors population, immigration, refugee status in the community. And all of these spaces, the Newcomer Society has done an incredible job of keeping that connection with us and with our FCSS team and just continuing to build and learn. And I mean, I don't think anyone's expectation is we're just going to magically jump towards being a completely different community. It's about growing and learning about ourselves and progressing in a healthy and inclusive way.
And when I was thinking to myself as you're speaking about, you alluded to bringing back some of the revered programs, so my mind instantly goes to those amazing summer camps that my kids actually attended. And yes, like all of us loved, because they were just such a pure example of just recreation for its sake and fun and all of that. But at the same time, I can hear you sort of starting and meeting the needs of other different, the community has evolved and changed since then. So we can't just replicate that and bring it back, right? So I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Tell me about sort of a couple of the hot topics right now. And is it sport, recreation, or kind of related to your job? What are some hot topics and maybe some exciting things that folks in Cochrane can look forward to in the whole buzz that's going on right now in the community? What can you highlight for us?
Well, I mean, I will probably say 10 things and forget 20, but I'll do my best to kind of give my feedback. I think for where we are and kind of developing as an organization and growing up what community services looks like, I think that starts from that. Like I said, we'll say equity and inclusion. I think that's the working name that we're on right now, but really just focusing on the diversity and the culture portfolio and really understanding how we're going to interact in the future in terms of not just recreation, but as a community in general and an outward facing one to boot. The secondary part to that is there's the Indigenous placement concept that's currently going on right now. And so how we would be able to have Indigenous placement economic development opportunities. And that's a little bit outside of my purview, but the excitement for me is that for a community that's this closely connected to Indigenous community, we don't have a tremendous amount of representation in Cochrane. And so I would love to see that change for the future. And then beyond that, I mean, we have the trail, which, I mean, that's a mix between the Trans-Canada Trail and kind of what's being formed as an opportunity to connect the Glenbow Ranch, Calgary, Rocky View County, Cochrane and the Stoney Nakodas to Canmore, and having a trail through the 1A corridor and what that looks like on top of what could potentially be the Trans-Canada Trail. And then there's the Horse Creek Sports Park, which, I mean, the planned timeline for that is quite lengthy. And so we're trying to work on a program with our user groups to create a donation program and perhaps move that schedule ahead of schedule. So that's exciting for me. Again, rebuilding the recreational programming and arts programming in town and having some form of subsidization would be very interesting for me. And pursuant to that, like I said, I came in a bit aggressively in the hopes that we would get those things moving relatively quickly. And I've now realized that I want to take a little bit more of a cautious approach there. And so things will take a little bit longer than expected, but I think that there's enough community pressure that would imply that shouldn't be too long. There's also the Parks and Recreation or the Recreational Master Plan that we're likely moving forward with. There's the whole build out of our trail system with Bike Cochrane. Bike Cochrane's our trail steward, and they're doing a tremendous job of actually making trails accessible for families and seniors so that it's not treed in, the trails aren't, you know, green for 90% of them and then a surprise black diamond at the end of the trail when you're near the end of your day. And so, I mean, that's just a short list. Like I said, I probably forgot several of them and I'm happy to. Oh, another one is working towards our new art policy. And I think that's another really big one is advancing ourselves in the art community and really working. The Bow Valley and specifically Cochrane is incredible, has an incredible art community. And so tapping into that. And so, like I said,
lots and lots. I think it's good. And yeah, it's good to give everyone that might not be following kind of the news. I know most of that's probably available on the website, but it's nice to be able to get a sense of those things because sometimes we get in our little bubble and we grumble about a little pathway that isn't connected. But when we realize the town's actually looking at, you know, a gap analysis and that's going to be addressed or people are paying attention, I think we all feel heard. And then we also have all these amazing things to look forward to, which is fantastic. So I guess my final question for you today, then. We just completed the Community Better Challenge through Participaction, and all Cochraneites, organizations, individuals, and families tracked their activity minutes for the month of June. And we ended up coming in 7th place in all communities in Alberta. I think there were almost 300 in Alberta and 54th in all of Canada. So last year, I think we were 12th in Alberta and like 75th in Canada. So we're doing, I think our momentum is building. So one day soon, we are going to win that $100,000 prize as the most active community in Canada. So you're going to have some time, maybe a year or two, to think about this. But when we win that money, how would you personally or professionally, you can decide sort of your choice, how you like to see those funds put to use?
You know, I thank you for giving me a little bit of warning on this question, because I actually did give it some thought. And I think there's a tremendous number of answers here. We could talk about building out parts of Horse Creek Sports Park or the clubhouse, or we could talk about a new skate park, or we could talk about pickleball courts or something that we're working on with Project Jumpstart is the opportunity to possibly build something in town and what that would look like. But interestingly, I think one of the most challenging things from a full, like a wide angle lens at the community, strategically thinking, one of the things that limits people the most in this community is access to accessible washrooms. And the ability to provide those types of four-season accessible washrooms in recreational spaces and provide that type of availability to people, I think opens up an entire different conversation about the demographics and area and recreation opportunities for people that would never interact in spaces like soccer or baseball or just even walking down the trails. And so that's one place that I would put it. I mean, the political answer or the correct political answer is I'm sure council has a great plan for this, and I can't wait to execute it for them. But I mean, generally speaking, there literally, Leah, are no shortage of places to apply funding into recreating in this community, just because we have such a great buy-in in this community and everything that we do. And so it's a tremendous community to live in. And so I hope that answered, but I imagine that there's some gray area in there.
I think that's up there in like the most unique answer. We have not heard anything like that before. So I think I keep saying I'm gonna go back and write a list of everybody's wishes, because it is a pretty diverse list, and it's from, yeah, sort of the big flashy items that everyone sees down to like those detail things that really make a big difference, right? So I think you've given us a great perspective in getting people thinking about, again, you know, this is an issue for an individual day to day, but the issue up here and the issue down here is a very different lens. And so we are all trying to be patient and supportive as we can to see this all through. So I'm sure with you in this role, things are just only going to continue to grow and evolve in a great way for the whole community. So I want to thank you very much for your time and for all that you do for our community.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add one more thing. I although I have this really wonderful title for the community and I really enjoy it, and I feel like I can execute so much for this community, it takes a team of like 75 people to do this. I just get to be the very lucky person that gets to speak on behalf of this team. And this is one of the most tremendous organizations and teams that I've worked with, actually the most tremendous teams that I've worked with. And so when I give these kind of off the cuff answers and come at this conversation, there's at least five people in my group that are like, oh no, what about this? And what about that? And that's, I think that's really what builds us up. And what makes this particular organization in this community different is that there's just literally is no shortage of people in this community that want to contribute.
And it's like, we're trying to find a way to say yes, as opposed to constrain ourselves by municipal like bureaucracy. And so I also find that very refreshing as well. So I think it's great. So, awesome. Thanks, Mitch.
We'll talk to you soon. Leah.